Are you making plans for weed control and prepay before the end of the year? If so, the K-State Chemical Weed Control Guide might be a good resource for you. Hi there, this is Jeannie Falk-Jones. I'm the K-State Multi-County Agronomist for Cheyenne, Sherman, and Wallace counties. I bring you unbiased, research-based agronomic information to you for you to apply it on your farm. Now, the newest 2020 K-State Chemical Weed Control Guide is now available electronically. The papers will be coming out near the middle of January to our local extension offices. However, a link to the electronic version is now posted on my website at www.sunflower.ksu.edu/agronomy. So, how can the K-State Chemical Weed Control Guide help you with planning a herbicide program? Well, the guide is divided into sections for each crop, and at the front of each crop, there's a herbicide efficacy table. This table will tell you how well each herbicide will work for several different weed species. For example, if you have a devil's claw problem in a field going to corn, you probably want a pre-emergence herbicide that provides excellent weed control. So when I look through the herbicide guide, there are several that are rated as excellent for a weed response rating for devil's claw. They include Acuron, Acuron Flexi, Lumax, Lexar, Harness Max, and Koshivore. Now, if there's devil's claw that come up late or get missed by the pre-emergence herbicide, there's only one post-emergence herbicide to provide excellent control, and that's 2,4-D in your corn. Now remember, there are ratings in this herbicide guide for several broadleaf and grassy weed species. Now there's a couple more charts in the K-State Chemical Weed Control Guide that I think you might find helpful. Towards the front of the book, there's a chart that has the herbicide premixes listed. This chart tells you the components of the herbicide premixes and the rate of each product in the premix. I find this chart helpful because it helps me compare between herbicide premixes and potentially mixing that product from the individual herbicides. You can find this chart in your herbicide guide on page 18. Another chart that I find pretty helpful is the glyphosate comparison chart. Now, while we take a pretty good stab of getting all the glyphosate products, we know that there's a few that we've missed. However, this is a good comprehensive list of different glyphosate products. In this chart, it includes the concentration of the product, so you can compare apples to apples when comparing rates and prices. It also includes whether a surfactant is needed for that product. That way you can tell if there will be additional costs for additives for that glyphosate product. So as you can tell, I think the Chemical Weed Control Guide is a valuable resource. I keep several copies around and have a lot of them marked and tabbed. Now, the paper copies of the K-State Chemical Weed Control Guide will be delivered to our local extension offices in mid-January. I'll let you know when we get them in the extension offices in Sharon Springs, Goodland, and St. Francis. You can also get the electronic version right now to use for your herbicide planning at the K-State Sunflower District Agronomy website at www.sunflower.ksu.edu/agronomy. I also have it posted on my Facebook page at K-State Sunflower District Agronomy. If you have any questions, you can always get a hold of me, Jeannie Falk-Jones, at the K-State Extension offices in Goodland, St. Francis, and Sharon Springs, or on the K-State Experiment Station in Colby.